Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Think big, think positive. Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Glad you are here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you're listening. It's Wednesday. It's June 29th. It's 2016. And we've got lots to talk about. Hope you're having a good day. We'll do markets, the economy, and jobs, and elections, and employment, and taxes, and deficit spending, and scam sham, and corruption. We'll have one of those today. And the ridiculous. You know, every now and then we get a bunch of news items that just shows you how nuts we are and which way we are going. We'll have that for you a little bit later. But first, if you do not get this show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. We're live 6:06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button or go to Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum. You can email me. Just be nice. No, really. Just be nice. You can read our articles, commentaries, sarcasm, wit. Press the money management button if you want to hear what we're doing. We'd like to hear what you're doing. And also press the subscriber button. You get our notes direct to you. So, Friday, the market opened down 500-600 points. Monday, 300 points. Lost, what, 900, 950, 1,000 points in 2 days. We watched all of Monday, and you really couldn't get worse than the action of Friday and Monday in a two-day period. It's not very often you see something like that. Of course, foreign markets, much worse. The thought process was everybody was leaning one way. Everybody thought Remain would win this European vote. In fact, as we were on the air Thursday night, the guy who headed up the leave vote conceded defeat. Well, that all changed, and the market just got trounced. Quickly, vigorously, I scanned the market after the close, before this show. Quickly and vigorously, I put my thoughts together. And a few things added up all at once. And this is what we told you Monday night. Number one, we were heading into the end of quarter window dressing period. Of course, window dressing is illegal, so it does not happen. Two, we were entering into the pre-holiday action, which is usually has a bias to the positive. Three, in the two-day period, we were stretched and extended to the downside in price, really as far as they take you unless you just really have a crash day. And of course, 900 points, some people would consider that a crash in 2 days. And last but not least, we told you that the amount of put buying, in other words, after a big drop, people betting on even further drop, which is typically, especially when it gets to extreme number, what we call a contrarian indicator. So you put that all together, and all I said to you on Monday is, we're going to bounce. That's all. I had no thoughts on how much, how long it would take, how good it would be, and all that crap. Well, we've got like 560 Dow points in 2 days, 170 NASDAQ points in 2 days. And let me be clear on that. There is no way, shape, or form I would have thought we would get that. I suspected maybe in the 2 days we'd get a couple of hundred points. Maybe three at most. But we got this. Now, I got asked in emails from some of you, how do you play all this? Well, my answer is you don't. You really can't. You're basically going to sleep, sticking your thumb in the air, trying to figure out which way the wind's going to blow overnight and in the morning, the next gap. Now, we put some 1 plus 1s equals 2 on Monday together, and yeah, we went up, but I got news for you. It was just going back on precedent and guessing it. There's no, I guess that you can call a little bit of skill knowing history of markets, but there's no way of knowing you get such a jack to the upside, except it's pretty much been the modus operandi for the market for a good 20, 30 months. Market gets crushed and the pixie dust gets blown all over the market and just happens to get back up and then goes nowhere. Because as you know, we mentioned yesterday, the Russell was where it was in 2013. So was the NYSE. I went through a litany of things. We're just letting you know, too big down, too big up. We're still not, we got a few hundred points to go to get back to the highs of Thursday, but maybe tomorrow. Who knows? Anything is possible in central bank intervention, intervening markets. We don't put anything past anything when governments are printing 20, 30 trillion bucks, negative rates, zero rates, and the admittance, the actual admittance, hey, we're going to buy up our markets just to prevent them from going down. So that's the story. I did not mention the word Brexit because I got news for you. Market doesn't give a crap about it. Get that through your head. It turns out it was all a bunch of scare tactics, and that's it. Market's past it. As I told you, it's going to take a couple of years before any break is on. It's not going to change the economy. It changed the currency for a day or two. But that's that. I suspect. Well, let me do that in a little bit. Let's just get going now. Let's get the music rolling and let us do today's market wrap. And that would be brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with his proprietary indicators. Go check it out. Investment-models.com. Dow up 284. S&P up 30. By the way, on another big gap today, just letting you know. S&P 34, NASDAQ 87, NASDAQ 174, Transports 160, Russell 24, SOX 13, Advanced declines do good. Up, down, volume good. New highs picked up. But again, I'll walk you through the new highs later, and you'll see what we are talking about in the new highland. In the Dow today, everything up except Home Depot. And kind of sort of the opposite. Nike had bad numbers, was up $2. $2 gainers, Travelers, American Express, IBM, Nike, I mentioned. And dollar gainers just about everywhere. Financials were weak early, came on just like yesterday towards the latter part of the day. We're going to have a little bit more on that in a minute because we had stress tests. Say stress test 10 times fast. Stress, 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 stress. You can't even get one out. Stress test, stress, 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 stress. Impossible. And I will make fun of these supposed stress tests in a few minutes, and then we'll go through what I consider to be the funnies, and actually not so funny, because it's the shape of things to come in this politically correct socialist country that we are becoming. And as always, news of the day, movers of the day, whatever comes to mind today. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
A Napa guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolor paint job or absence of modern gadgetry. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero, and it'll stay that way. Because with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa know-how.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, Staples brand bubble roll is buy two, get one free. Staples, make more happen. Offer valid on same SKU only.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
BizTalkRadio.com.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. So, I didn't really want to bore you to death on this, but I might as well bring it up because I think it could be important down the road. They had these stress tests on banks. And basically what our government's trying to say, well, we took all these banks and we looked at them, and then we said, okay, let's see their capital, let's see this and see that, and if these scenarios happen, will they pass the test? Do they have enough capital if we go into a big recession, if we have big inflation, big deflation, this, that, and the other thing, blah, blah, blah. And the interesting thing is everybody passed, except maybe one or two, which just has to tweak a little bit. Everything's okay. So as you know, we're just logical people here. We don't have any agenda. We don't have any ulterior motives. We're just logical people. That's all. Our answer to the stress tests, pretty simple. A logical answer, bullcrap. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a fraud. It is a farce. It is bullcrap. It is not real world. It has nothing to do with reality, because the fact of the matter is, we now have by far more debt and leverage in the system than 08. By far. On top of that, corporations left and right have borrowed a ton of money to buy back stock after an 8-year bull run. What if their stock drops 25% and they have borrowed money for that? You tell me. But I'm not done. Go look up the term notional valuation of derivatives. There's only trillions and trillions of counterparty this and counterparty that and this derivative and that derivative. Remember all that alphabet soup, CDOs, CMOs, MOUSE? There's a crap load of it now. Excuse the term crap, but you know, I feel like when I use it, it makes a good point. Instead of saying a ton of, I just think crap load makes the point. Yet everything's fine. I got news for you. If that crap load hits the fan, it ain't gonna be fine. Because remember what we told you back in 07, 08, 09, 10. Merrill Lynch, Bear Stearns, Lehman, Washington Mutual, Wachovia, Countrywide, whoever else. They didn't go out of business. The market put them out of business. And the market will make that decision. And I'm letting you know, there's one last part of the equation. Do not forget the massive, gigantic, ginormous size of the Hulk and the Blob put together. Central bank bubbled intervention to bubble up asset prices for now and forever. That has created the greatest one-sided trade in history. How do you think you drop 1,000 Dow points in 2 days? Because there's a one-sided trade. Everybody in the same stuff getting out at the same time. Well, what happens if the day doesn't get saved on the third day or the fourth day? I'll tell you what happens. Look out. And these stress tests, I'll tell you, stress tests. What a joke. Absolute joke. So just letting you know that after the stress test came out, a bunch of these banks have announced that they're raising their dividend and they're buying back stock. So a bunch of the banks are up nicely after the close, after a strong day, and futures are up a little bit because of it. What else is new? Now, keep in mind the banks and a lot of these financials have been so, so weak and remain so, so weak, even with another good day of rally today. And that's that. Now, on Monday, we gave you this guess, that end of quarter illegal window dressing that does not happen, as well as the pre-holiday and the oversold and the stretched and extended and the big put buying, we'd get a rally from there. Well, here's our guess from here. It's a guess. Wall. W-A-L-L. We begin hitting a wall soon. You know why? Because we're getting close, amazingly, in 2 days. Not there yet, but into the vicinity of where nothing can get through nothing for the last 18 to 36 months. And as we've told you, there is not enough areas in great shape. Now, if areas really start turning the corner, we'll talk. And I got to say to you, let me add something here. You know how negative we've been on retail. Bearish as all heck on retail. Maybe, possibly could be, after they crashed them, they may be done going down. And when I say that, Macy's has gone from 74 to 33. It feels like in that area, 30, 35 area, it doesn't want to go any lower, and I'm seeing it in a few others. So I'm going to watch these retailers very closely here because that would be nice if they can turn up a little bit. That all said, two gargantuan down days and two darn good up days, getting back about 60% of the drop of the 2 days. And yeah, even though we told you on Monday, expect a rally, we are surprised at how quick they can bring this sucker up. But as we've stated, welcome to the major league GRMs, government-run markets with conjured-up currency. And that's that. That's our take. That's our broad thesis on these wonderful markets. So up next, we'll do a little bit of what we call underneath the hood and see what we can find. And then whatever else comes to mind. We do thank you for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Any Tom, Dick, or Harry can tell you that GEICO could save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not go straight to the source?
Hey, Harry's Money here. And the day Harry went to GEICO.com and switched his car insurance was the day I got to hang around. Finally, boys bonding, bada bing, bada boom. No wonder GEICO has 97% customer satisfaction. Personally, I give him 100, but that's just my 2 cents. That was funny.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
biztalkradio.com.
You're listening to
America is Talking
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Latest polls has Donald Trump down anywhere from 2 to 6 points. If you notice, I think it was the Washington Post came out with a poll, 11 points. It skewed 11 points to the Democrats being polled. Duh. A bunch of morons. We are still of the, by the way, we have not changed. We think Donald Trump is going to win the presidency. Just so you know. How can that be? We'll see in November. Just letting you know our stance. That's all. We're doing the contrary indicator here because everybody says Hillary's going to win. And be ready if she does, though. One of the most comprehensive crooked people ever will be in charge of our treasury. A woman that had two goals in life, the acquisition of power and wealth, any means necessary. And successful she has been. Of course, with a complicit criminal media. And we did the whole Benghazi thing for you yesterday in plain sight. I don't even want to talk major indices right now. Straight down, straight up. As I stated, the guess is the wall starts coming in here real soon. We call it backing and filling and filling and backing. And basically what we'll do is we'll look for leadership and see what happens. But we're just letting you know we are of the opinion that whole Brexit thing is done. That's all. Done. And if you decided after 900 points to guess at Monday's close, while the market was cascading to buy in, and then get a gap of 250 the next day and another one today, God bless you. Now tomorrow we'll get little mini gaps in some of the financials, and we'll see what that brings. We'll see. Now, as I look at the new high list, first off, on the NASDAQ, there's still nothing. And I mean nothing. Okay? I'm just looking. Dollar Tree. Intuit. That's it. Cintas. And that's it. No, really. I wish there were more. That would be the whole DreamWorks. That's a buyout. That doesn't count. On the New York, better. There are some names. Let's go through a few. AT&T. Verizon. Exxon and Chevron, Johnson & Johnson, Altria Group, cigarettes, Silver Wheaton and Gold Fields, guess what they do, General Mills, Reynolds American, another tobacco, Continental Resources and Oil, Newfield Exploration and Oil, that's yearly high, we're not talking all-time highs, Iron Mountain, IRM, Agnico Eagle Mines and Other Gold, AEM is that symbol. Waste Management. And I got news for you after that. We call it a bunch of utilities and real estate stocks that are being benefited from the crashing interest rate environment that we just saw. Some other foods: McCormick, MKC, Smucker's, SJM, Post Holdings, POST. Another discounter, Burlington Stores, BURL. Doop, doop, doo, doo, doop. And there you go. That's it. In the whole market. And hopefully more show up. Earnings season, 3 weeks. Everybody. I believe there'll be some improvement in earnings because the dollar swooned for a while. And if the dollar is swooning, it helps earnings out for the multinationals. Now, we've rallied up in the dollar in the last few days. But for the most part, the dollar's been on the downward slope over the last few months. I got some questions because I guess people were talking about maybe this was a Lehman moment with the Brexit. No. The people that scared the hell out of you about the world ending because of Brexit? No. And as we stated to you on TV, London was not leaving the planet. The UK was not leaving the planet. Manchester was not leaving the planet. London City was not leaving the planet. Ain't going anywhere. And as I explained to you, Article 50, it was put into the treaty. And you know what they put it in there for? To keep countries from leaving. It's too tough. Now they have a 2-year negotiating window, and they're going to use it all. And now everybody can shut the heck up. Remember before this, JP Morgan, a bunch of financial companies threatened to leave the UK? Oops, they're not. They were part of the scare tactics. Yippee-yay-yay. And I believe it at that. So utilities, real estate, food, tobacco, alcohol, beverages, real estate, gold, silver. That be your leadership. We expect, again, the wall very soon. If not tomorrow or Friday, which is pre-market. But excuse me, pre-holiday, I misspoke. Now, some fun stuff. I worry about this country. I think a bunch of maniac sickos have taken over. We call them politically correct, but you know what we really call them? Morons. Illogical, stupendously stupid, limousine liberals, capitalists with their own money, socialists with our money. We got all kinds of phrases for them, but basically nuts. Things that we never worried about or cared about because they're so minor. They have crap fits over. Governments getting in our face and everything. How much salt we can eat, the size of our sodas, what the hell is on the bathrooms? Really? Government dictating what's on the bathroom door? Really? Really? And I can go on and on. So let's start with the first one before break. In elementary school in Collinswood, New Jersey, called the police after a 9-year-old child said the word brownies to describe a brownie. And one of the other children went to the teacher and said he said racist things. They called the police. They said it was a police matter. And it turns out there's been many of these incidents in the Collinswood district over the same stupid moronic issues. The change of policy stems from a May meeting between police, prosecutors, and district officials in which the officials were urged to report any incident, even as minor as simple name calling. Brownies. To describe brownies. It's medication time, kids. Up next, we got a few more for you. And we'll do more markets. I'm Gary, this is The Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
BizTalkRadio.com. You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready,
no!
Go.
Action!
Investor's Edge. With Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I watched what happened at the Turkey airport. You know, they had the video. I don't know if you saw it, but the guy blew himself up. They actually showed it. You can't tell him, you know, but quite the amazing thing to watch. That's all I can tell you. I don't know how we got here. Anyway, so I guess we're having a little fun here for the second, in that a little 9-year-old kid, and they call the police. Like, the police have nothing else to do but go to a school because a kid called brownies. But just some other things I noticed in the last couple of days about the nonsense that's going on and the media and stuff. Charlie Rangel, do you know who he is? He's a Democratic representative from New York. Well, he's just been, I don't know, you probably didn't read this. You know, you don't read bad stories when Democrats are convicted or when they do something wrong, you know, all that stuff. You know how life works, right? Well, yeah, they call it in Congress ethics violations. They don't call it criminal activity or anything like that, God forbid. But they got Representative Rangel, one of the most unethical politicians you will ever see, on that. And, of course, he's going to live happily ever after. And also, in the last week, there was another Democratic congressman that pleaded guilty to a crapload of criminal activity. Did you read about that? No, can't report that crap. But, you know, that be the story, ladies and gentlemen. It is, these are the people that are running our country. They actually have votes. Think about that. They have actually have votes on which way this country is going. Just think about all that. They have votes on where this country is going. Should I say that again? Sometimes I get speechless over watching some of this stuff. I really do. And I don't know what to say sometimes. The illogic of the things we see on a daily basis. The utter stupidity of the things that are done. Certain songs. Justin Timberlake. You know who he is? There was a gentleman on the BET Awards. making a speech. Justin Timberlake tweeted, "What an inspiration." That's all he said. And the PCs jumped all over him. That he was trying to co-op the blacks. And how he sings, and I can't go on and on and on and on and on. And he actually wussed out and apologized instead of saying, go take a flying leap. Daily, this is going on. I don't report 90% of it. I think I should do every week 5 minutes on this. Just 5 minutes on the little things that you don't hear about. And we'll still tell you about the big things. But the little things you don't hear about. The things that are going on in schools, in colleges, what your kids are being taught, what you can and cannot say anymore. I got to watch everything I say and everything I do. You know when I say to you on this show, email me, but just be nice? You wouldn't believe the stuff I get. Not by many. But people are just plain old insane. Insane. Over the littlest, nothingest things out there. We'll do more in the next couple of days. I got a whole list of stuff you wouldn't believe. But no pun intended, takes the cake, is calling the police on a 9-year-old who used the term brownies. And somebody said it was racist. Happy days. Here's what we're hoping for as we wind it up on the markets. Settle down, sit down, straight up, back into the midst, into the soup. And let's hope that leadership shows up. Remember we gave you that insider buying play, Advanced Auto Parts, where the one of the heads bought $100 million of stock at 157. Well, it was up 4 today, broke above a little resistance. We hope to find things like that. The little stuff. But we have this sneaking suspicion, as tough as they made it the last 4 days, I'm not so sure they're going to make it easier. But I do believe the Brexit is off the table. I don't think we're going to be talking much about it anytime soon. Unless we drop 500 tomorrow and the whole world blames it again. Remember, markets drive the agenda. They better keep markets up. Or else. The last 2 days, a ye omen's job keeping the markets from slip sliding away. Quite impressed. Have a great evening. Drive carefully. When you get home, do like we do. Simple procedure. Do make sure you hug your children. Night, night all.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.